Good day, everyone. Welcome back to the 23 Podcast, wherever you are, whenever you are. Thank you so much for making this part of your day today. My name is Parker Kern. I am here along with Father Jeff Macbeth. Father, what is going on?
Well, the summer ended, didn't it?
It certainly did, yeah.
You know, we talked about before, we liked the fall. It was just kind of, it just seemed kind of abrupt. But yeah, been able to have some little bonfires outside, which is, the good news is there's currently no yard waste in my garage.
Oh, good.
Because
there's,
you know, sometimes if I like trim branches or things like that, mm-hmm. you know, I'm like, oh, I'll put this like in my little burn pile. But that's in my garage. So the summer was a little ripe with all these decaying plants and things. But that's all gone.
Don't you have an HOA though? Like, don't they take care of it for you?
Well, like the grass and stuff.
Oh, they cut your grass.
Like if I want to like trim a branch, you know, or like prune like dead ones. Yeah. Like once in a while, I'll like climb up into the trees and, and kind of prune little dead branches off or things like that. Or if I think it's like too low and like I'm trying to look out for the guys that are doing the mowing.
Oh yeah.
Like I don't want nice like, branches. I try, you know, to like whap them in the face or something. Or them to be like mad at me until they do something bad. I don't know.
Yeah, so they don't edge around your sidewalk.
Yeah. So, you know, I try to think of them, and if there's something hanging too low, I try to take care of that.
Wow.
You know, but that's great. Yeah, now that I have a neighbor, I might have to like watch what's kind of on their side. But yeah.
Is somebody next door now?
Yeah. There was something on the other side, but yeah, on the lot that used to be vacant. It's no longer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They built a new one there.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, so I used to be able to, like, you know, look down the street.
Enjoy life.
And now I see siding.
Kids,
No.
Oh, siding.
They do have one, but it's more the siding.
Oh, I'm sorry. Stuff.
But, you know, it's life.
At least you can have fires in the backyard.
That's right.
Peacefully,
exactly.
Just zen out.
Send smoke signals.
Yeah.
Express my displeasure.
True.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know how to do smoke signals.
That would be wild.
Yeah.
We need to learn how to do that.
I know. It's a lost art, I think.
How do they get the white smoke for the new pope, do you know?
I do think there's like certain chemicals they put in, you know, so it burns either black or white.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know what those chemicals are, but they know what to do with them.
Science.
So yeah, science.
Science. Yeah.
Science at work. But
indeed.
Yeah, but it's excited for the weekend.
I'll
be at Damascus.
I know you've had more bye weeks than anybody.
I know. Well, yeah, 3 weeks ago was for the men's retreat.
Yeah.
A men's invitational, but I know I kind of feel bad about that. Like it all kind of hits at once. I really don't like being away on the weekends.
Yeah.
If hopefully people have noticed that I don't like jet off places.
Yeah, no.
You know, it's all other church stuff.
Yeah.
Somewhere else.
Well, it's good. I mean, it's continuation of your ministry, which you're called to do as the shepherd of this flock. So I don't see a problem with
it. Yeah, it's good. But yeah, this is the last one for a long while. So. Yeah. Yeah, so with our mostly eighth graders, and so if you could just say a prayer for them in a special way, I guess specifically that they just come to know Jesus in a new and profound way. You know, a lot of times, I mean, frankly, we're just caught up in checking boxes and all this kind of stuff. And as I've been saying more and more, I think the church is not the Jesus Appreciation Club.
Yeah.
And that, you know, there's just so much more. And, yeah, I just keep praying that they tap into the more that God has in store for them, what they were made for. And it's really potentially life-changing. So I'm excited. And but I'll be away with them. I'm actually riding the bus. So we'll see how that goes.
Gosh.
Yeah, last year I was already down there because...
there was something.
Well, I was supposed to go to the Holy Land.
Oh, that's right.
And, yeah.
Good thing you didn't go.
Right. Yeah, but I had the time, so I thought, well, they say, well, life gives you lemons, you make lemonade.
Yeah.
If you can't go to Israel, go to Damascus.
There you go.
Not perfect. The original, but the new one.
Yeah, the new one.
The one in Ohio.
Yeah. You got a coach, or is
sometimes
it
sometimes
like
people
bus?
Are still confused about that. No, I think it's a school bus.
Oh.
I think it's a school bus. Yeah. Sarah said, it can give it a little wild. I'm like, that's fine. You know? Like, the whole weekend's wild.
That's going to be
good. You know, and it's good. Like, hopefully I can kind of... even though I'm an introvert, kind of make the rounds, you know, because it's good contact time. I'm guessing the bus driver is just going to yell at me to stay seated the whole time. That's going to be, like, totally lame. But,
well,
you know, hopefully I can get to use that time to, you know, get to know him a little bit better.
I'm just thinking of the Billy Madison scene. You know what scene I'm thinking about? Chris Farley.
No, it's been a while. It's been a while. And if we can't, if you need to talk about it later,
we'll have to review it later.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. No worries.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Emma, I'm excited about that.
That's great.
So, yeah. And if everyone can keep, all that in your prayers this weekend, that would be much appreciated, because prayer makes a difference.
Prayer certainly does make a difference.
Yep. And they need it. So, yeah, it's a good time. We're looking forward to it.
And look behind us today. We've got more construction going on.
I know.
I just heard some noise outside.
Yeah, it's
some more parking lot.
I know. So that was the plan all along, was to do, you know, that part of the parking area and then that back area, which everyone knows is just a disaster. So I'm glad that'll finally get done. We know that was really bad.
Yeah.
And it is part of our 19-9 for this year.
For this year, yeah.
So yeah, that's like really exciting that they're getting that piece, because it is really bad, especially before winter comes and all that kind of stuff.
That's great.
And just helping to, they're doing all sorts of things out there. Yeah, so that's great.
We're watching right now.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of distracting. You know, yeah. Guys looking at trucks, you know, it's, you know, we could just do that all day.
We should have done a live podcast outside with them, like, do interviews with them and stuff.
That's right. That's right. You know, we hear a lot of beeping.
Yeah.
They have to kind of back up.
Probably, yeah.
So, and just grateful for all those who invested in the Living Christ campaign.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is what part of what made this happen.
And the lights as well out there are so beautiful and bright.
Yeah, that was a different project.
Oh, it was.
That wasn't part of the Capitol campaign. But yeah, just recognizing it was a little dark out there.
Yeah. But still, I mean, at the end of the day, it makes it a lot better.
Again, grateful to the Labe company that I think donated the labor for all that.
Uh-huh.
And so it made it really cost effective for us. Really blessed by that. A sad note with these capital projects is that there were so many delays that the little shelter house picnic area is just not going to happen this year.
Mm.
You know, if we kind of went all out, we could probably get it done by Thanksgiving, but then what's the point, you know?
Yeah.
So we're going to get that out in the spring, kind of first thing. So it's disappointing.
No, that's okay.
You know, I guess that's life.
Yeah.
So, but it'll be coming.
That's
it'll
cool.
It'll be coming.
That'll be great.
One of these days. We got the tables already. We just need the house to shelter them.
Place to put. Now, is it like... Now, because I haven't seen the renderings of it. I don't know if there are renderings, but is it like, is it an actual building, or is it just kind of like a lean-to, you know, structure, open structure, or is there walls, and is it like
there'll be a wall. I thought it was important to have, you know, one side covered. That'll be the west side, and so the other three sides will be open. It's kind of like your typical park, you know, pavilion, shelter house.
That's cool.
But with one of the sides closed in, especially with all the wind.
Yeah.
You know, that was important to at least have one wall.
Yeah.
You know, if people wanted to gather in there, maybe that'll help if the wind's blowing from that way. Yeah, it'll be neat.
You're going to have like grills out there and stuff?
Well, you can wheel one out there, I guess.
Oh, baby.
It will have electric out that way.
Oh, cool.
So if you wanted to plug something in, even like, I don't know, a projector to watch a movie. So you can't really have extension cords go that far out. It'll have plugs on the inside, so if people did want to have like a picnic, you can like plug in like crock pots and stuff. That's part of the idea.
Wow.
So yeah, it'll be it could be neat for that, you know, but next year. So yeah, and lights on top that kind of light out the area at night, so if the, you know, youth ministry or something wants to be out there when it's dark, you know, for an overnight, you know, they got some light.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it'll be a nice thing when it gets together. It's just it's been a belabored project that over about a year now, and it's not gonna happen.
I can't think of many churches in the area that have a shelter house like
St. Joan of Arc does actually. So if you happen to drive by there,
location's gold.
Yeah, it'll be great. No, I can't think of too many either that are like on the property.
Yeah, right.
Way out St. Alphonsus in Peru, over by Norwalk.
Wow.
They do, but it's such an interesting campus. If you've never been there, they have like an Our Lady of Guadalupe shrine. They have a baseball field. They have this St. John Neumann cabin, because he ministered there in Peru for a couple months as he was passing through, you know, back in the 1800s. And so it's a fascinating parish campus.
Yeah, it seems
it does include a shelter house, but rare for a parish to have that on their grounds, I think.
Yeah, that's wild.
So, yeah. So it'll happen eventually. It'll happen eventually.
Good.
Yeah. So, you know, let's keep marching on.
We'll just keep, time marches on, just like keep Tracy Lawrence said.
Yeah.
Time marches on.
Oh. I was thinking that they might be Giants.
Oh. Was that another?
I think it's called Older.
Older.
It's nice to play on someone's birthday. It goes, you're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're even older, and now you're even older. You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're older still. But there's a part in the middle where it goes like, time is marching on, and time is still marching on.
Wow.
That's what made me, that's where my mind went.
Really, that was a great...
Yeah, I didn't want to belt it out because I know like there's people probably scrambling already.
Still did a good job of it, though. Turn
the volume down.
You projected really well.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, if it was first thing in the morning, I wouldn't be able to do that. So we do this in the afternoon. So
I'm glad we do it now. Yes.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. So yeah,
I'll have to listen to that.
Oh, they might be Giants. Yeah, they're great.
Okay.
Yeah, I was big into them for a while when I was in seminary playing down at the campus pub. There was a musical partner of mine. That we he introduced me to a lot of their stuff, you know, and then I got to see him in concert once. We traveled like 2.5 hours to Danville, Kentucky.
Whoa.
From St. Meinrad. It was great. There was like in a theater there on campus, and it was only partially filled. It was like, I don't know, maybe 600 people. It was almost like having a private concert.
That's
it
was sick.
Great. Yeah. Yeah. It was great. It was great.
You played a campus pub?
They might be. No, that. I did.
No, yeah, you
not,
did
not
though.
They might
that's
be
that's what I yeah, that's what I'm more interested in.
Yeah. Yeah, they had one at the seminary.
Whoa.
They typically do actually. I don't maybe this is like a revelation to
no,
people.
No, no, no. I just
that there's a pub at most seminaries. And so that's so like you don't have to like go out, you know, and things like that. You can just sort of stay there. Have a little beverage, maybe a pizza. Some of them have some food options.
But you played there though.
That's part of the house band.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great.
What did you guys play? Like
yeah, my first 2 years, a couple of different guys, and then the last 3 years with Mark, and then some other people came in and out. We actually, my last semester, we had a full band, including drums.
Wow.
Which is great. Yeah, a lot of, gosh, 90s stuff. Oh. They might be Giants. Like, not like a lot of like grunge stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's not, you know, I kind of refuse to do like, yeah, I'm kind of anti-establishment in some ways, and so like I refuse to play like Brown Eyed Girl. Can't do it. Other Van Morrison songs, maybe, not Brown Eyed Girls.
Moon Dance,
can't do it. That's borderline.
Wow.
So you know, a lot of BNL, just variety of things.
Wow.
REM.
Wait, is there video of this anywhere?
Oh, that was before everyone had phones.
Oh
so
gosh,
probably not.
That would be great.
So it was fun. It was fun.
Yeah,
yeah, there was once when I was in East Toledo, I played a couple songs at Cardinal Stritch during this 50th anniversary thing they were doing.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And if people are like, you look very comfortable up there. I'm like, yeah, I've done this before. You know, when I would play at my last parish, sometimes we would have, during the parish auction that we had every year, depending on the theme, I would play certain songs if the theme warranted that. And so... I think it was the Margaritaville theme. I played a couple of Jimmy Buffett songs, which I'm not a fan. I just took one for the team.
Cheeseburger in Paradise.
And yeah, I took one for the team. And so, yeah, people are like, are you worried about your performance? They're like, I'm like, three or four songs? I used to play 3 or 4 hours a night, like down on a Friday at the Unstable, is what it was called.
Oh, baby.
So, yeah. And now I just play so infrequent, it would hurt.
Boo.
And I have no calluses.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, no... Yeah, we never practiced. Like the gig was the practice.
You right, know? You just throw it together like there.
Yeah,
that's
like we're
cool,
not going to rehearse.
It's jazz, you know.
Yeah,
it was jazz.
Rehearse. It's great. It was big fun.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah, great.
So we should probably get to the gospel.
Let's do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is here we are. It's the 28th Sunday in ordinary time. So this is Mark chapter 10, verses 17 to 30. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not defraud, honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these things I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At that statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For human beings, it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." Peter began to say to him, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come."
Yeah, where do you want to go there? That was like four different
things we can talk about. You know, Mark is like the shortest gospel, and it kind of goes boom, boom, boom. This is kind of a long passage for Mark.
It really is, yeah.
So it's interesting, like last week, you know, our gospel ended with Jesus saying, you know, taking a child and saying, you know, you need to accept the kingdom of God like a child, you know, and a part of that is to know that that's a gift, that we're dependent on, you know, on God to provide for us. It's nothing that we, you know, earn. We don't earn our place in the kingdom. We don't earn our place in the family of God. And so, like, literally right after that, like, this sort of, like, gets, I don't want to say tested, but an applicable example comes up in this guy,
right?
You know, who basically is saying, like, what do I need to do, mm-hmm. you know, to have eternal life? You know, like what do I, how can I earn it, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And so it's a sort of the exact opposite of what Jesus kind of is saying. Not that he's opposed to the commandments, of course.
No.
But there's more to it than that. You know, there's that relationship with God we're supposed to have, and just embrace that freely, and to get rid of those things that hold us back.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the thing that stuck out to me, I mean, there was a lot that stuck out to me, but the one thing that when you, and you paused a little bit, and I don't know if that was just because you've read this a lot and you know kind of the words, but there was this one piece when you said Jesus looked at him, loved him, and said, that right there is powerful.
Yeah.
Because even though he knew the guy wouldn't necessarily do what he was saying, he still loved him.
Yeah.
And for me, as a sinner, just like all of us, Jesus still loves us, even though we wrong him a lot, right? And regardless of how or what we do, he's always going to be there for us when we do say, okay, I'm ready to, you know, I'm ready to surrender. Now, we're not going to sell our house. We're not going to sell our cars. We're not going to give it all away right now, right? Because we need means to live. But I think, you know, in just surrendering to God's love and allowing him to work through us, just in our very being, is something that, you know, he's always kind of, again, looking at us to do.
Yeah, I even wrote down from a commentary that I read on this, you know, is the guy maybe too preoccupied with his own thoughts to see the transforming gaze of divine love?
Yeah.
you know, and that's why it is so, why I slowed down there. It is powerful. Like Jesus, like, looked at him. You know, this is the God of the universe who looked at him, and loved him. Like he appreciated his heart, you know, and just his desire he had. Like, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Like, what's sort of my, you know, meaning of life? What's my, how do I get to my purpose? You know, how do I, you know, reach this wholeness, you know, and that I'm really desiring deep down.
Yeah. He was trying to find what he lost, but mm-hmm. Jesus said, here you go, buddy. And he put it on a silver platter for him and he's like,
yeah, follow me.
I can't, I don't know if I, Which is, what is sad, right? And he goes away sad.
Mm-hmm.
And how many times do we, you know, go away sad from something, or whether we think we fell short or whether we know we fell short or we just can't do something.
Mm-hmm.
How many times do we have that in our life where even, especially if we've like disappointed somebody, like if we make a mistake or something, or we, you know, offend someone in some way, maybe it's not intentional, maybe it is. And we finally kind of have that realization of, oh my gosh, it sets in. How many times do we feel that?
Mm-hmm. Right?
And how many times do we try to figure out like what it is that we can do to get that back, right? To find what we lost.
Yeah, it's where the grace comes in, you know, which is the beautiful thing that Jesus tells us, just follow me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's simple.
Right. Whether we're possessing possessions or possessing wounds, you know, or mistakes or whatever it is, like, you know, Jesus tells us like to drop it and to follow, so that we can be rich in the kingdom of God, you know, and have the treasures in our heavenly inheritance, which of course is amazing.
Yeah, it's beyond our comprehension.
Yeah.
Let's pray on that, Father.
Yeah, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Oh, Jesus, we thank you for looking upon us, for seeing us, for loving us, for desiring even more for us than you can imagine. You know, and help us to see the things that get in the way of following you and to responding to your gaze of love for us in our lives, so that we can have that freedom that you came to bring us. And so help us to discern and have prudence in just how we walk through life, and send your peace upon us. We love you, God. We thank you for your love for us. Sustain us this day and each day in that love and the Holy Spirit, and through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. Thank you, Father, for the great show today.
Thank you, Parker. Thanks, everyone. God bless you. See you soon.